The Cold War has finally ended for Edward Lee Howard. This week, the U.S. State Department announced that Mr. Howard has died at the age of 50 in Moscow. Edward Lee Howard was the former CIA agent who defected to the Soviet Union in 1985, evading FBI agents with the help of a wig mannequin his wife propped up in the front seat of their car. The information he supplied to Soviet intelligence may have revealed or confirmed the identity of U.S. agents working inside the Soviet Union who were then killed. His defection also diverted attention from Soviet spies who had already burrowed here in the U.S. David Wise interviewed Edward Lee Howard extensively for his 1988 book, The Spy Who Got Away, and Mr. Wise joins us in our studios. Thanks very much for being with us.
My pleasure.
And how damaging was Edward Lee Howard to U.S. intelligence and policy?
Well, at the time, I would say he did severe damage. He knew all the secrets of the CIA's operations in Moscow in the early 1980s, and he was indeed responsible for revealing the identities of several American agents, and some of them were executed.
What sort of life did Edward Lee Howard have in the Soviet Union once he got there?
Well, it was a very comfortable life, but a very sad life. He actually invited me to lunch at his dacha. It was a modern brick, red brick house, quite spacious, five bedrooms. He had a couple that took care of him, all provided by the KGB. He had 24-hour security, and the dacha was surrounded by a high security fence. So he was being protected, but he was also being watched.
I mean, I have to ask, and I'm sorry if this sounds as if I've been reading too much John le Carré, but when you hear that a spy who defected has died at the age of 50, you immediately wonder, was this natural causes?
Well, my understanding is that the family was told and believes that he had a fall and broke his neck somewhere in the dacha. Now, if this is true, having been in the dacha, I recall a staircase, very steep staircase there, that went up from his living room to a loft or balcony where he had a little office overlooking the living room. And he could have fallen down. I mean, if indeed he had a fall, it would almost have to have been on that staircase, it seemed to me.
And why did he betray the United States after, unless that was his purpose when he began his career in espionage?
Oh, no, Scott, I don't think so. What happened was, I think, that here was a young man who had been very successful. He'd been upwardly mobile. He'd been successful working in the Peace Corps, and then in the private sector. He had a job in Chicago where he had quite a few people working for him. Then he got into the CIA and did outstandingly well there. He was selected. He was almost a top gun. You don't get selected for Moscow unless you're a kind of Tom Cruise character. So there he was, all set to go. His son had just been born. He and his wife were packing up, ready to go. Suddenly he fails a lie detector test and is fired, walked right out of the building. His anger at that point was very great. And I suspect that perhaps one night after he'd had too many drinks, he contacted the Russians and said, you know, I'm former CIA man and I know a lot of information and I'm available. And they paid him. They paid him well for it.
Based on the time that you spent with Edward Lee Howard, what did he believe in? What was important to him?
His family was very important to him, certainly. He missed some American things. He missed crunchy peanut butter. He liked Skippy brand. And when I went to visit him in Moscow, I actually brought him some Skippy peanut butter, which made him my friend for life, I think. But that was symbolic of how much he missed this country, which he felt he could never come back to, having betrayed it. His son, Lee, was very important to him, and Lee often visited. And I'm sure he loved his wife, too, although they were divorced in the mid-90s. He was really the man without a country.
Did you like him, just talking to him?
You know, he was always very friendly, very courteous. I mean, I never approved of what he did, of course, and I could never completely understand why he did it. But I think at bottom, I think booze was a very big part of it. He couldn't handle the booze, and I think Demon Run had a lot to do with creating that spy.
Mr. Wise, thank you very much.
Thank you.
David Wise is author of the book The Spy Who Got Away. His most recent book is Spy, the Inside Story of How the FBI's Robert Hansen Betrayed America.